From the Ohio State University Center for the Study and Teaching of Writing, this is Writer's Talk. I'm Jamila Williams. Fourth grade students from Windermere Elementary have been writing their literacy narratives to be included in Ohio State University's Digital Archive of Literacy Narratives. Hall, Claire, Noah, Ellen, Mitchell, and Katie are sharing their early exposures to literacy, including how some of them first learned to read and how they've grown to love reading and writing.
My third grade teacher also helped me with writing. We wrote a lot of stories. He helped me with the word because. He told me big elephants can always use scrambled eggs. Another thing he did to help me with reading was when we would finish a book, he would write it down on a post-it note. Then he would put the post-it note on the bulletin board so everybody could see we finished a book. Our goal at the end of the year was to read and finish 100 books. We all read a lot of books to beat our goal, which we did. I read 12 books last year. Even though the work was hard, I got a lot out of it.
When I was about 3 years old, I got the best reading book ever. My dad got it for me, and it was called Go, Dog, Go by Dr. Seuss. When my dad read me this book, he would use weird voices. Sometimes his voices would go high, and sometimes they would go low. But my favorite part was when my dad said, I always loved hearing my dad's voices. I sure am glad I had so much help learning to read and write. I think having my dad read to me helped me find out how much fun reading can be. I think I'll like reading and writing now forever.
Every morning when I was 4 years old, my mom would take me to my grandma's house. When I knocked on the door to their house, I had a feeling that today is the day that I will learn to read. Once I heard the squeak of the doorknob, I would slip off my shoes and sprint to the bookshelf as fast as a cheetah. I was so excited to read the first book of my life. The first book I picked out was Where Is My Mommy? The book was about a duck that lost his mom. When I found a good book, I would run into the kitchen to find a fresh banana and hop onto the couch. My grandma would be sitting on the couch because she knew my routine. When I opened the book to the first page, I would take the first bite of the banana. I would get stuck on a few words, but that was okay. I was a beginner. When I finished a book, I would go one step higher to chapter books. My grandma was so proud of me. I could tell because she always had a smile on her face. And before you knew it, I was done and I had to pick another good book.
I love to read and I'm very happy that I can read. Today I use reading and writing every day of my life, from piano to writing at school. My favorite of the two is writing. I love to write. I even got in the newspaper for writing about my Christmas Eve traditions. I really think that writing is a way to express myself in many ways. Writing has helped me in many ways, from projects to just having fun. I hope that other people around the world will get to have a good reading and writing experience like I did.
I'll never forget the first time I heard the doodle-doo-doo-doo when you send an email. It was 6 years ago on May 26th, my birthday. I was sitting on a booster seat and a phone book to reach the computer. I was going to send my cousin an email telling him what I got for my birthday and asking him what he got for his. We have the same birthday. I bet you would think it would be funny to see a four-year-old typing an email, and it was. I was four, so I couldn't type or spell words, so I got my mom to help me. I asked her how to spell hi, and she said to sound it out. You know what? I got it right. Then I told her to leave and got to work. The next thing you know, I was typing away. Those 9 words will stay in my head forever. Hi, Dalton. What did you get for your birthday? Then I clicked send. Doo-doo-doo-doo. It sent. I was so pleased I went and ate a candy bar. An hour later, Dalton emailed me saying he got an MP3 player and some money. That was my first received email.
One of the scariest days of a preschooler's life is the first day of preschool, but really it's the beginning of a wonderful life. When I was in preschool, to teach everyone to write their name, my teacher, Miss Susan, would show each student the first letter of their name, how to hold a pencil the right way, and then let us try to write our names. Nobody got it right away, so then Miss Susan wrote down our names on the board. After a while, everyone got it right, and when I did, I felt like the queen of the world.
To hear these students speak more about their reading and writing experiences, please visit writerstalk.org. Other literacy narratives can be found online at daln.osu.edu. Until next time, keep writing.